Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you. I can hear you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's so wonderful to be with you tonight. Praise the Lord. I want to thank you for coming to listen to this miraculous story. Have any of you seen my testimony before? Is there anybody here that's seen my testimony before?
No. Some people have, two, three people have heard, and most of the people have not heard.
Okay, then we will share, and we will share the testimony.
Yeah, and this is a completely new area where we are arranged this sharing the testimony.
Okay.
People are watching from their homes and from their roof, everywhere.
I couldn't understand you, Pastor, at all.
Okay. I'm saying that this is a new area where we are sharing this testimony.
All right, then we will share the testimony as planned.
Yes, yes, yes.
So this is a picture of me in July of 2017. I was lying in intensive care, and I had a feeding tube and a breathing tube as they were providing me life support. The reason that I was lying in this condition is that I was in a terrible automobile accident. And I should like to tell you about this accident. And how over the course of this accident, I died four times and God brought me back to life. This is the automobile that I was in when we got into the accident. My 15 and a half year old daughter was driving. And I was in the passenger seat. And this truck pulled across the highway in front of us and stopped. We hit this truck at 88 kilometers per hour. My daughter turned the wheel slightly to the right and we hit the driver's side passenger door. We hit it so hard that we knocked the cab off the frame. This is the front of the vehicle that we were in. You can see that all the damage is on the driver's side of the vehicle. I was seated over here in the passenger seat. And the tools from the back of his truck came through the windshield.
Yo. But in the front, she said there was a company actually breaking down the street.
They were headed directly at my daughter. So I dove from the passenger seat to the driver's seat to try to save her life. The scripture says, the Lord is my strength and my shield, and my heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song will I praise him. This is the interior of the vehicle. When I dove from the passenger seat to the driver's seat, I hit the steering wheel so hard that I flattened it with my face. If you look closely, you can see that there's blood all over the steering wheel, the dash column, and a puddle of blood on the seat. When we made the impact, I turned and looked, and I saw my daughter sitting in the driver's seat. She had her left shoulder up against the door and her right shoulder pinned back against the seat. And I knew that I had to get to her in order to protect her. Everything inside of the vehicle seemed to slow down. I even remember having a vision of being outside of my body looking through the back of the vehicle towards the front. Based on what Jackie told me, I believe that that is what happened after the accident. But I dove from the passenger seat to the driver's seat because the tools were coming through the windshield. And I remember hitting at metal objects with my hands, trying to knock them down until I couldn't hit them anymore. Remember, I told you and showed you that all of the damage was on the driver's side. So when the emergency responders got there, they assumed that Jackie was the one that was most severely injured.
ਨਾਲ ਜਦੋਂ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਮੇਰਾ ਬਚਾਅ ਕਰਨ ਲਈ ਡਾਕਟਰ ਜਾਂ ਸਹਾਇਕ ਪਹੁੰਚੇ ਤੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਵੇਖਿਆ ਕਿ ਮੇਰੀ ਬੇਟੀ ਨੂੰ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਸੱਟ ਲੱਗੀ ਹੈ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਉਹ ਖੂਨ ਦਾ ਲੱਥ ਪਰ ਸੀ।
That assumption was enhanced by the fact that she was covered in blood.
ਔਰ ਉਹ ਵੇਖ ਰਹੇ ਸਨ ਕਿ ਇਹਨੂੰ ਇੰਨੀ ਸੱਟ ਲੱਗੀ ਆ ਫਿਰ ਵੀ ਤੁਰੀ ਫਿਰ ਰਹੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਉਹਦੇ ਕੱਪੜੇ ਉਹਦਾ ਸਰੀਰ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਸਾਰਾ ਖੂਨ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਲੱਥ ਪਰ ਸੀ ਔਰ ਮੇਰਾ ਹੀ ਖੂਨ ਸੀ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਲੱਗਾ।
But the blood that she was covered in was not her own.
ਔਰ ਉਹ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਕੱਪੜੇ ਤੇ ਉਹਦੇ ਸਰੀਰ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਖੂਨ ਸੀ ਉਹਦਾ ਆਪਣਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਸੀ ਉਹ ਮੇਰਾ ਸੀ।
You see, the blood she was covered in was mine. This is a picture of my face when I arrived at the hospital. They call this degloving.
ਔਰ ਇਹਨੂੰ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਕਿ ਚਿਹਰੇ ਦਾ ਪੂਰਾ ਨਕਸ਼ਾ ਹੀ ਬਦਲ ਜਾਣਾ।
It means that I tore all of the flesh from the scalp.
ਔਰ ਇਹਦਾ ਮਤਲਬ ਇਹ ਆ ਕਿ ਮੇਰਾ ਮੇਰੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਚਿਹਰੇ ਦਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਮਾਸ ਆ ਨਾ ਉਹ ਪੂਰੇ ਤੌਰ ਨਾਲ ਛਿਲਿਆ ਗਿਆ ਸੀ।
This plastic piece is over my nose and this is what was left of the left side of my face.
ਔਰ ਲਾਲ ਪਾਸੇ ਵਾਲਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਮੇਰਾ ਚਿਹਰਾ ਵਾ ਤੇ ਪਲਾਸਟਿਕ ਨਜ਼ਰ ਆ ਰਹੀ ਆ ਉਹ ਮੇਰਾ ਨੱਕ ਵਾ ਤੇ ਅੱਖ ਮੇਰੀ ਥੱਲੇ ਆ ਗਈ ਸੀ।
When they flew me from the scene to the hospital, they said that I had a 2% chance to survive.
ਔਰ ਜਦੋਂ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਹੈਲੀਕਾਪਟਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਤੇ ਹਸਪਤਾਲ ਪਹੁੰਚਾਇਆ ਗਿਆ ਤੇ ਡਾਕਟਰ ਨੇ ਕਿਹਾ ਕਿ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਬੱਚੇ
When we had come to a stop after the accident, my daughter said that there were no signs of life.
ਔਰ ਮੇਰੀ ਬੇਟੀ ਨੇ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਸੀ ਕਿ ਜਦੋਂ ਐਕਸੀਡੈਂਟ ਹੋਇਆ ਸੀ ਤੇ ਉਸ ਸਮੇਂ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਸਾਹ ਰੁਕ ਗਿਆ ਸੀ ਤੇ ਇਦਾਂ ਲੱਗਦਾ ਸੀ ਕਿ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸ਼ਾਇਦ ਮੌਕੇ ਤੇ ਮਰ ਗਏ ਹੋ।
And then I convulsed violently about 3 times and sat up and looked at her.
ਔਰ ਫਿਰ ਉਸ ਤੋਂ ਬਾਅਦ ਕੁਝ ਸਮੇਂ ਬਾਅਦ ਇੱਕਦਮ ਮੇਰਾ ਸਾਹ ਚੱਲਣਾ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਹੋਇਆ ਤੇ ਸਾਹ ਚੱਲਣ ਤੋਂ ਬਾਅਦ ਮੈਂ ਫਿਰ ਥੋੜਾ ਜਿਹਾ ਸਾਹ ਲੈਣਾ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਕਰ ਦਿੱਤਾ।
But she said it didn't seem as though I was there.
ਔਰ ਮੇਰੀ ਬੇਟੀ ਨੇ ਕਿਹਾ ਕਿ ਪਰ ਫਿਰ ਵੀ ਲੱਗਦਾ ਸੀ ਕਿ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਖਤਮ ਹੋ ਗਏ ਹੋ।
It's that view that I believe that I saw from outside of my body looking through the back of the vehicle.
ਆਏ ਉਹਨੇ ਕਿਹਾ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਆ ਕਿ ਜਿਹਨੇ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਵੇਖਿਆ ਉਸ ਹਾਲਾਤ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਔਰ ਤੜਫਦੇ ਹੋਏ ਵੇਖਿਆ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਖੂਨ ਵਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੋਏ ਵੇਖਿਆ।
So they flew me down to the hospital on a helicopter and called my family and told my wife that I likely was not going to make it.
ਔਰ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਹੈਲੀਕਾਪਟਰ ਤੇ ਲਿਜਾਇਆ ਗਿਆ ਹਸਪਤਾਲ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਤੇ ਮੇਰੇ ਘਰ ਟੈਲੀਫੋਨ ਕਰ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਗਿਆ ਕਿ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਪਤੀ ਦਾ ਬੜਾ ਭਿਆਨਕ ਐਕਸੀਡੈਂਟ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ ਵਾ ਤੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਬਚਣਾ ਮੁਸ਼ਕਲ ਆ।
I am blessed to have a wife that is a woman of great faith.
ਪਰ ਮੈਂ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਦਾ ਧੰਨਵਾਦ ਕਰਦਾ ਕਿ ਮੇਰੀ ਘਰਵਾਲੀ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਆ ਉਹ ਬਹੁਤ ਵੱਡੀ ਵਿਸ਼ਵਾਸ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਲੀ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਦੀ ਦਾਸੀ ਆ।
And she immediately began to declare, he will live and not die.
ਔਰ ਉਸੇ ਵੇਲੇ ਮੇਰੀ ਘਰਵਾਲੀ ਨੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਮੂੰਹ ਤੋਂ ਇਹ ਅੰਗੀਕਾਰ ਕਰਨਾ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਕਰ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਕਿ ਮੇਰਾ ਘਰਵਾਲਾ ਮਰੇਗਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਜੀਏਗਾ। Hallelujah.
She shared with me that the Lord gave her this verse, Psalms chapter 3.
ਔਰ ਮੇਰੀ ਪਤਨੀ ਨੂੰ ਪਰਮੇਸ਼ਰ ਨੇ ਆਹ ਵਚਨ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਜ਼ਬੂਰ 3 ਅਧਿਆਏ ਉਹਦੀ 2 ਤੋਂ 6 ਅੱਜ ਤੱਕ।
Many are saying of me, God will not deliver him.
ਔਰ ਬਾਰੇ ਮੇਰੀ ਜਾਨ ਦੇ ਵਿਖੇ ਆਖਣਗੇ ਕਿ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਇਹਨੂੰ ਨਹੀਂ ਛੁਡਾਏਗਾ।
But you, Lord, are a shield around me, my glory, the one who lifts my head high.
ਪਰ ਹੇ ਯਹੋਵਾ ਤੂੰ ਹੀ ਮੇਰੀ ਧਾਰ ਹੈ, ਤੇਰਾ ਜਲਾਲ ਮੇਰੇ ਆਲੇ ਦੁਆਲੇ ਹੈ ਤੇ ਤੂੰ ਹੀ ਮੇਰੇ ਸਿਰ ਨੂੰ ਉੱਚਾ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਲਾ ਹੈ।
I call out to the Lord and he answers me from his holy mountain.
ਅਰ ਮੈਂ ਯਹੋਵਾ ਨੂੰ ਪੁਕਾਰਿਆ ਤੇ ਉਹਨੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਪਵਿੱਤਰ ਪਹਾੜੋਂ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਉੱਤਰ कर देता।
I lie down and sleep and I wake again because the Lord sustains me.
मैं लम्मा पै गया ते सो गया, मैं जाग उठया क्योंकि यहोवा मैनू संभालदा है।
I will not fear though tens of thousands assail me on every side. And so began over 5 days, 17 surgeries. Three more times I was to die. And three more times the Lord brought me back from death. But I spent 6 weeks in the intensive care unit on life support with them feeding me and breathing for me. I broke the base of my skull on both sides and I broke my neck at C3 front and back. I also broke my back in three places between T1 and T5. There's the scar on my back from where they did the surgery. In addition to that, remember I told you that I was knocking down the tools that were trying to come through the windshield. Turns out that it was more than just a vision. I broke my hands and I broke my wrists on both hands. In addition to that, I also broke my pelvis, my hip, and my femur on my left leg. And I had a double compound fracture of the tibia and the fibula on my left leg as well. They actually said that this was my good leg. That's because my bad leg, I crushed the bottom of my right knee and the top of my right tibia. I crushed it so completely that they had to re-put it together with bone glue, screws, and the plate that you see. In addition to the damage to the joint and the bone, I also severed the nerves and the main artery below my right leg. Right knee. Below my right knee, they had to take an artery from my upper right leg to save my lower right leg.
ਮੇਰੀ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਆ ਤੇਰੀ ਲੱਤ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਆ ਉਹ ਉੱਪਰੋਂ ਵੀ ਟੁੱਟ ਗਈ ਸੀ ਥੱਲੋਂ ਵੀ ਟੁੱਟ ਗਈ ਸੀ.
And so here's a picture of me lying in the hospital. These are called halos, and they had to put one on each leg. But my right leg became so swollen that they had to do what's called a fasciotomy. And that's because they had to pull the inflammation out so that the leg would not explode. So every morning they would come in and they would take these sponges back out and then they would put new sponges in and attach a new hose. I can tell you that it was extremely painful. And so these are the stages of my recovery. In the first picture, you can see that they are breathing for me, they are feeding me, and I have a main line so they can bring me back from the dead. At a certain point, they decided to go ahead and do a tracheotomy. And the second picture here is the very first time that I ever sat up after the accident. In the third picture, I have now transferred out of the intensive care unit and into the acute care unit. And they have taken out the tracheotomy, and I am breathing on my own. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And in the fourth picture, I am sitting with my daughter Jackie, who was in the accident with me in the acute care rehabilitation. Finally, I was able to go home. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That picture is a picture of my family and I as we were enjoying Christmas together. The upper right-hand corner is a picture of myself with my wife, Patricia. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And down here at the dinner is a picture of me with my Congressman Chip Roy and Congressman Jim Jordan.
ਔਰ ਇੱਥੇ ਮੈਂ ਕੁਛ ਅਫਸਰਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਖਾਣਾ ਖਾ ਰਿਹਾ ਵਾ, ਇੱਕ ਦਾ ਨਾਮ ਕਾਂਗਰਸਮੈਨਸ਼ਿਪ ਰੋਏ ਆ ਤੇ ਇੱਕ ਦਾ ਨਾਮ ਕਾਂਗਰਸਮੈਨਸ਼ਿਪ ਜੋਰਡਨ ਆ.
And then finally, a picture of me after I had voted in a local election. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, many have asked me, how was your daughter Jackie? Praise the Lord, my daughter Jackie's life was saved and I was able to protect her from serious injury. And just over a year, yes, hallelujah. And just over... And just over a year ago, my daughter was able to walk in down the aisle, and we got and she got married. And I got to walk her down the aisle. And then I turned around and I performed her wedding and officiated. It was a glorious day. And my entire family got to celebrate.
Hallelujah.
And so here I am today. Now, I'd like to tell you about this God that saved me. Would you like to hear some more about him? Well, I'd like to let you know that first and foremost, he loves you. I also want you to know that there are three ways that he reveals himself to us. As he extends an invitation to create a personal relationship with us. And as he helps us to bridge the gap between us and him. The first way that he reveals himself to us is in all of creation. Everything that we see around us, God has created. The Word of God says that He hung the stars in the sky. The Word also says that We can see him when we consider all of the heavens, the moon, and the stars. I like to think of it like this. Imagine if you invited someone to come to your house. And you had them come over to your home and you said to them, I'm going to fix you a meal. And so you spend your time in the kitchen and you prepare the wonderful food. Turn to your neighbor and say, I'm a pretty good cook. And so now your guest has arrived, and so you bring your wonderful dishes and you put them on the table. And your guest begins to eat, and they say, this is good food. Now turn to your neighbor and say, see, I told you I was a good cook. And so they finish eating the wonderful food and they put the plate down and they say, boy, that was really good. And then they say, you know, you must have had an explosion in your kitchen and all that food just went onto those plates. And you would look at them and say, wait a minute, no, I made that food. And they would say, no, 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 you just had an explosion in your kitchen and the food landed on the plates. And you would think, boy, that person's kind of crazy. Well, you see, that's kind of the same thing when people say, well, God didn't make all this, it just kind of exploded and happened. I don't have time to give you all of the evidences. But just the simple strand of the DNA that tells all of your cells where to be, when to be, and how to be is pretty intricate. And it certainly would lead one to believe that someone wrote that code.
ਗੱਲ ਨੂੰ ਯਾਦ ਰੱਖਣਾ ਵਾ ਕਿ ਜੋ ਕੁਛ ਵੀ ਬਣਾਇਆ ਗਿਆ ਵਾ ਇਸ ਨੂੰ ਬਣਾਉਣ ਦੇ ਲਈ ਪਰਮੇਸ਼ਵਰ ਨੇ ਹੀ ਸਾਰਾ ਯੋਗਦਾਨ ਨਿਭਾਇਆ ਹੈ.
And so creation is the first way that God reveals himself to us.
ਇਸ ਕਰਕੇ ਪਹਿਲਾ ਤਰੀਕਾ ਇਹ ਆ ਕਿ ਪਰਮੇਸ਼ਵਰ ਆਪਣੇ ਆਪ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਬਣਾਈ ਹੋਈ ਸ਼ੀਸ਼ੀ ਦੁਆਰਾ ਪ੍ਰਗਟ ਕਰਦਾ ਵਾ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਹੈਗਾ ਵਾ.
The second way in which he reveals himself to us is in the way that he has breathed life into us. He breathed his breath and he gave us a part of his spirit so that we might have life.
ਪਰਮੇਸ਼ਰ ਨੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਸਾਹ ਫੂਕਿਆ, ਸਾਨੂੰ ਆਤਮਾ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਤਾਂ ਕਿ ਅਸੀਂ ਜਿਉਂਦੀ ਜਾਨ ਬਣ ਜਾਈਏ.
And in as much as science and the medical profession has tried, they cannot recreate without using the building blocks that God has given.
ਔਰ ਯਾਦ ਰੱਖੋ ਭਾਵੇਂ ਵੱਡੇ ਤੋਂ ਵੱਡਾ ਡਾਕਟਰ ਆ ਜਾਏ, ਵੱਡੀ ਤੋਂ ਵੱਡੀ ਦਵਾਈ ਹੋ ਜਾਏ, ਪਰ ਮੈਂ ਤਾਂ ਸੋਚਦਾ ਵਾ ਕਿ ਬੰਦੇ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਆਤਮਾ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਦੀ ਕੋਈ ਵੀ ਤਾਕਤ ਪਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਕਦੀ.
In fact, in the book of Job, it says if he should determine to do so. If he should gather to himself his spirit and his breath. All flesh would perish together. And man would return to dust. I might also stop for just a moment to use this as an example to express God's love towards us. Because even those that would shake their fist at God and even deny his existence receive the benefit of his spirit and his breath.
ਯਾਦ ਰੱਖਿਏ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਲੋਕ ਪਰਮੇਸ਼ਵਰ ਦੇ ਖਿਲਾਫ ਨੇ, ਜਿਹੜੇ ਖੁਦਾ ਦੇ ਹੋਣ ਨੂੰ ਮੰਨਦੇ ਹੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਿ ਰੱਬ ਹੈਗਾ, ਉਹ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਹੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਰੱਬ, ਪਰ ਫਿਰ ਵੀ ਪਰਮੇਸ਼ਵਰ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਆਪਣੀਆਂ ਭਲਾਈਆਂ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਵਾ ਤੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਜੀਵਨ ਦਾ ਸਾਹ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ.
I think that's a pretty powerful statement about the love of this God. There's a third way in which God reveals himself to us, and it's a gift that he gives us.
ਔਰ ਤੀਸਰਾ ਤਰੀਕਾ ਵਾ ਪਰਮੇਸ਼ਰ ਦਾ ਆਪਣੇ ਆਪ ਨੂੰ ਪ੍ਰਗਟ ਕਰਨ ਦਾ, ਉਹ ਆ ਕਿ ਪਰਮੇਸ਼ਰ ਨੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਇੱਕ ਤੋਹਫਾ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਹੋਇਆ ਹੈ.
But before I share that with you, let me very quickly to go back to the guest that came to your home.
ਅਰੇ ਸੋਬਰਾ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਇਸ ਤੋਹਫੇ ਦੇ ਬਾਰੇ ਦੱਸਾਂ, ਮੈਂ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਉਸ ਗੈਸਟ ਦੇ ਬਾਰੇ ਫੇਰ ਚੱਲਣਾ ਪੜਦਾ ਵਾ ਜੇ ਜਿਸ ਗੈਸਟ ਦੇ ਬਾਰੇ ਮੈਂ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਸੀ.
After the exchange wherein your guest has said that he's not sure that you made the food, but you've had an explosion in your kitchen. The guest gets up and goes into your kitchen to see if there was an explosion and starts to eat more of your food. Now, of course, trying to be a very welcoming host or hostess, you allow them in there. But the next thing you know, they go down the hall and they crawl into bed and they fall asleep.
ਪਰ ਰਸੋਈ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਰੋਟੀ ਪਾਣੀ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਖਾ ਕੇ ਫਿਰ ਕੀ ਕਰਦਾ ਵਾ ਨਿਕਲਦਾ ਬਾਹਰ ਤੇ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਉਸ ਕਮਰੇ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਸੌ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸੌਂਦੇ ਹੋ ਔਰ ਉਹ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਮੰਜਾ ਮੰਨ ਲੈਂਦਾ ਵਾ
ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਲੀਵ ਯੂ ਆਊਟ ਸਲੀਪਿੰਗ ਔਨ ਦ ਸੋਫਾ
ਔਰ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਕਿਦਾਂ ਲੱਗ ਕੇ ਬਈ ਮੈਂ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਮੰਜੇ ਤੇ ਸੌ ਗਿਆ ਵਾ ਤੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਅੱਜ ਕੱਲ੍ਹ ਥੱਲੇ ਚਟਾਈ ਵਿਛਾ ਕੇ ਸੌ ਜਾਓ
Well, the next morning when you get up, they're already in the kitchen. And at this point, you have to go off to work. So as you approach the door to work, you're kind of thinking, I'm going to usher them out. But instead, they stay and they tell you they'll see you when you get home. And while you're gone, they eat your food and make a mess of your house. And worse yet, they invite their friends over who do the same. And then when you get home, they say to you, your house is a mess and you have no food. And they begin to complain to you. Now I imagine if you're like me, you would probably say to this guest, it's time for you to go. And yet, God, who is the God of all of this, allows us to eat of his food and make a mess of his planet.
ਪਰਮੇਸ਼ਰ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਇਸ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਰਹਿਣ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਤੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਹੀ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਖਾਂਦੇ ਆ ਤੇ ਪਰ ਫਿਰ ਵੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਕਈ ਗਲਤੀਆਂ ਕਰ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਆ
ਐਂਡ ਵਾਈਲ ਵੀ ਵਰ ਸ਼ੇਕਿੰਗ ਆਰ ਫਿਸਟਸ ਐਟ ਹਿਮ
ਔਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਕਈ ਵਾਰੀ ਆਪਣਾ ਮੁੱਕਾ ਵੀ ਆਪਣੇ ਪਰਮੇਸ਼ਰ ਦੇ ਖਿਲਾਫ ਚੁੱਕਦੇ ਆ ਤੇ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਕਿ ਰੱਬ ਹੈ ਹੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਆ ਰੱਬ ਚੀਜ਼ ਹੀ ਕੀ ਆ
ਵਾਈਲ ਵੀ ਵਰ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਥਿੰਗਸ ਦੈਟ ਅਫੈਂਡਡ ਹਿਮ
ਔਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਜਦ ਇਹੋ ਜਿਹੇ ਕੰਮ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਲੇ ਸਾਂ ਜਿਹਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਅਸੀਂ ਖੁਦਾ ਦੇ ਸਾਹਮਣੇ ਦੋਸ਼ੀ ਠਹਿਰਦੇ ਆ
ਥਿੰਗਸ ਦੈਟ ਆਰ ਰੈਫਰਡ ਟੂ ਐਸ ਸਿਨ
ਔਰ ਇਹਦਾ ਮਤਲਬ ਇਹ ਹੈ ਰੱਬ ਦੀ ਖਿਲਾਫਤ ਕਰਨ ਦਾ ਮਤਲਬ ਇਹ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਅਸੀਂ ਪਾਪ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ
ਗੋਡ ਸੈਂਟ ਹਿਸ ਸਨ ਜੀਸਸ ਕ੍ਰਾਈਸਟ ਟੂ ਪੇ ਦ ਪ੍ਰਾਈਸ ਫਾਰ ਆਰ ਬਿਹੇਵੀਅਰ
ਪਰ ਪਰਮੇਸ਼ਵਰ ਨੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਇਕਲੌਤੇ ਪੁੱਤਰ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਯਿਸੂ ਮਸੀਹ ਨੂੰ ਇਸ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਘੱਲਿਆ ਤਾਂ ਕਿ ਉਹ ਸਾਡੇ ਪਾਪਾਂ ਦੀ ਖਾਤਰ ਮਾਰਿਆ ਜਾਵੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਗਲਤ ਕੰਮਾਂ ਦਾ ਉਹ ਭੁਗਤਾਨ ਕਰੇ
That's why Jesus Christ came.
ਔਰ ਇਸੇ ਲਈ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਯਿਸੂ ਮਸੀਹ ਇਸ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਏ
Because our bad behavior, our sin had caused such injury.
ਔਰ ਸਾਡੇ ਵਿਵਹਾਰ ਨੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਪਾਪ ਨੇ ਖੁਦਾ ਦੇ ਦਿਲ ਨੂੰ ਮੈਂ ਕਿਵੇਂ ਟਕਣਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦਾ ਵਾ ਕਿ ਤਾਰ ਤਾਰ ਕਰ ਦਿੱਤਾ
that the debt that was owed was greater than anything we could pay
ਔਰ ਯਾਦ ਰੱਖੇ ਪਾਪ ਦੀ ਮਜ਼ਦੂਰੀ ਮੌਤ ਆ ਔਰ ਮੌਤ ਤੋਂ ਬਚਣ ਦਾ ਸਾਡੇ ਕੋਲ ਹੋਰ ਕੋਈ ਵੀ ਜ਼ਰੀਆ ਨਹੀਂ ਸੀ ਹੈਗਾ
And the one who was collecting on this debt was the enemy of our souls.
Oh.
it allowed him to maintain and keep us separated from God. And to stir up in our minds anger and what's called enmity between us and our Heavenly Father. And it's that sin that causes us to do injury one to another. It's that sin that causes us to do harm to our own selves. It's that sin that is the root of bitterness and unforgiveness and opens the door for the evil spirits. And so a high price had to be paid in order to do away with that sin. In order to remove the root, which is that bad nature that is inside of every person. And to exchange all of that for the good thing that God has for us. And so that sin debt had to be paid, and Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has paid it for us. And the reason that I shared the first three parts with you is to express, number one, the evidence of God's existence. The kindness that He has in giving us life. And then the third ingredient and the most critical one. For He has given unto each one of us what's referred to as a measure of faith. And what is faith? It is the substance of things hoped for. And the evidence of things not yet seen. You see, it is by faith that we will receive the forgiveness of our sin. It is by faith that we will receive transformation, and the old man will be taken away, and we will receive a new nature.
And
ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਨਵੇਂ ਕੰਮ ਤੇ ਨਵਾਂ ਸੁਭਾਅ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ। ਹਾਲੇਲੂਯਾ।
How many of you have ever heard of an expression called born again? So Jesus said in John chapter 3 that one must be born again in order to enter into heaven. Turn to your neighbor and say, how does one get born again? It's a very reasonable question. It's a very reasonable question. In fact, in John chapter 3, Jesus was approached by one of the learned men, and he said, how is one born again? Is it possible for one to re-enter the womb and come back out? And Jesus said, no, but one must be born again of spirit. One must be born again in the divine nature that God has created and put in us. For there must be an exchange of the old and an insertion of the new. A transformation. And that's what Jesus Christ came to provide for us. Now the word says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That whoever would believe in him would not perish but have everlasting life. And it is the Spirit of God that brings us newness of life. Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Tonight, I want to invite you to receive this new Spirit. To have your insides completely changed spiritually by Jesus Christ, the Son of God. To exchange the broken old man for a brand new man. How many of you would like to experience this transformation in your lives tonight?
ਆਪਣੇ ਗਲੀ ਗਵਾਂਢ ਲਈ ਪ੍ਰਾਰਥਨਾ ਕਰਨੀ ਆ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਲੋਕ ਨਸ਼ਿਆਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਨੌਜਵਾਨ ਬਰਬਾਦ ਹੋ ਰਹੇ ਨੇ ਦੁਆ ਕਰਨੀ ਕਿ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਅੱਜ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਬਦਲ ਦੇ
Then let me invite you to repeat after Pastor Samuel as I lead you in a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you that you have created us. That you have breathed life and your spirit into us. We understand that we have sinned against you. And we thank you for the gift of faith. In the areas where I have doubt, help me in my unbelief. That I might receive the benefit of the change and being born again. I confess my sin before you. And I ask you, Heavenly Father, to please forgive me. I believe you sent your Son, Jesus Christ. And that he paid the price for my sin. I receive that forgiveness from you now. I desire to be born again. Now Now I'm going to ask you to place your hands on your head. Because most of the challenges that we face are in our thoughts and in our mind. So we are going to war over those thoughts right now. I want you to make this declaration with me. Repeat after Pastor Samuel.
Pastor Samuel,
I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. So the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Who loved me and gave himself for me. And now in the name of Jesus Christ, I want the fire of God to burn up and destroy any evil. That has been attacking me on the inside of my mind and my body. And I ask the angels now to take the remains of what has been burned up in me and around me. And cast it into the abyss. And in the name of Jesus Christ, I destroy every curse. I destroy every spell. I destroy every tie, mark, every seal and vow. That have been made by evil. against me or my family. Let it be burned up now in the holy fire of God Almighty. And I ask the angels of Almighty God to cast all of that into the abyss. I believe that I have been filled by Jesus Christ. And I ask now for the Holy Spirit to fill me. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, bring healing now. Holy Spirit, bring healing now. Holy Spirit, bring healing now. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Pastor, I'm going to say a quick prayer over them right now before we dismiss, okay? Heavenly Father, I thank you for the work that has been done in the life of every person here tonight. I thank you, Father God, that you honor the confessions of their mouth. That by their confession you have transformed them and they have been born again. I thank you, Father God, that evil has been defeated in their lives and the lives of their families. And I thank you, Father God, that they have been filled and baptized by your Holy Ghost. And I thank you, Father God, that every sickness and disease and illness that they came with has been removed and they have received healing to the glory of God.
ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਯਿਸੂ ਜੀ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਵਿਸ਼ਵਾਸ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਅੱਜ ਰਾਤ ਬਿਮਾਰੀ ਨਾਲ ਆਏ ਆ ਦਰਦ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਆਏ ਆ ਕਿਸੇ ਮਾਨਗੀ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਆਏ ਆ ਜਾਂ ਵੱਡੇ ਰੋਗ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਆਏ ਆ ਯਿਸੂ ਦੇ ਨਾਮ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਇੱਥੇ ਦੁਆ ਕਰਦੇ ਕਰਦੇ ਗਵਾਹੀ ਸੁਣਦੇ ਸੁਣਦੇ ਇਸ ਯਿਸੂ ਦੇ ਨਾਮ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਚੰਗੇ ਹੋ ਗਏ ਨੇ
And to that we say, Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Yeshu Masikei Namke! Yeshu Masikei Namke! In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who came in the flesh, I pray. Amen.
Is it possible to pray for surrounding houses and all these streets? People are standing in the streets and everywhere in their homes. I want you to pray for 1 minute for all those people, those who are watching and hearing from their home, that God would touch them and God would bless them.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that every person who has heard this message and that will believe in their hearts and confess with their mouths, Jesus Christ is my Lord. Will receive salvation and healing and freedom in Christ. And all of the blessings that have been spoken over this audience tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Pastor, for sharing this is a wonderful testimony, and we are so blessed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We'll pray for you and for your family and for the ministry that you have been doing. Aye, bachana sab apne tar utha ke thodi deri baad prabhu das par chikaran layi prarthna karange. Aye prarthna karange. Prabhu Yeshu dhanyawad karde khudawan. Thodi tareef karde khudawan tar das par chikaran layi. Khudawan ji ne khudawan ਸਮੇਂ ਕੱਢ ਕੇ ਖੁਦਾ ਵਾਲੇ ਜਗ੍ਹਾ ਤੇ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਆਪਣੀ ਗਵਾਹੀ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਹੈ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਸੇਵਾ ਦੇ ਬਾਰੇ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਹੈ ਤੁਹਾਡੀ ਬਾਣੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਹੈ ਧੰਨਵਾਦ ਕਰਦੇ ਖੁਦਾ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਆਪਣੇ ਦਾਸ ਨੂੰ ਰਵੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਇਸਤੇਮਾਲ ਕੀਤਾ ਬਿਤਾ ਵਿਸ਼ੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਵਿਸ਼ਵਾਸ ਆ ਕਿ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਬੜੀ ਬਰਕਤ ਦਿੱਤੀ ਹੈ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਆਪਣੇ ਦਾਸ ਨੂੰ ਬੜੀ ਬਰਕਤ ਦੇਣਾ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਘਰ ਪਰਿਵਾਰ ਨੂੰ ਬੜੀ ਬਰਕਤ ਦੇਣਾ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਕਾਰੋਬਾਰ ਨੂੰ ਬਰਕਤ ਦੇਣਾ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਸੇਵਾ ਨੂੰ ਬਰਕਤ ਦੇਣਾ ਰੇਡੀਓ ਮਿਨਿਸਟਰੀ ਨੂੰ ਬਰਕਤ ਦੇਣਾ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਆਉਣ ਵਾਲੀਆਂ ਪੀੜ੍ਹੀਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਬਰਕਤ ਦੇਣਾ ਔਰ ਜਿੰਨੇ ਵੀ ਲੋਕ ਖੁਦਾ ਨੂੰ ਮਿਲ ਕੇ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਕੰਮ ਨੂੰ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ ਆ ਤੁਹਾਡੀ ਸੇਵਾ ਨੂੰ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ ਆ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਖੁਦਾ ਵੱਲ ਸਿੱਧੇ ਰਾਹ ਪਾ ਰਹੇ ਆ ਰਵੀ ਯਿਸੂ ਮਸੀਹ ਦੇ ਨਾਮ ਤੇ ਵੀ ਆਪਣੇ ਦਾਸ ਨੂੰ ਅਦੂਤ ਰੇ ਕਰ ਸਵਾਲ ਸ਼ਰਮਾ ਵੀ ਦਾ ਮੇਸ਼ਰ ਆ ਧੰਨਵਾਦ ਕਰਦੇ ਪ੍ਰਵਾਨ ਇਸ ਗਲੀ ਮਹੱਲੇ ਦੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਆਏ ਹੋ ਤਮਾਮ ਭੈਣ ਭਰਾਵਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਆਏ ਹੋ ਤਮਾਮ ਲੀਡਰਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਖੁਦਾਵਰ ਸਭ ਨੂੰ ਖੁਦਾਵਰ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਬਰਕਤ ਭਰੇ ਹੱਥਾਂ ਦੇ ਸੌਂਪਦੇ ਆ ਸਭਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਜੀਵਨ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਅੱਜ ਰਾਤ ਬਰਕਤ ਉੱਤਰ ਆਵੇ ਔਰ ਜੇ ਕੋਈ ਜਗ੍ਹਾ ਤੇ ਬਿਮਾਰੀ ਵਿੱਚ ਬੈਠਾ ਹੈ ਦਰਦ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਬੈਠਾ ਹੈ ਜਾਂ ਕਿਸੇ ਤੰਗੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਬੈਠਾ ਹੈ ਜਾਂ ਕਰਜ਼ੇ ਦੇ ਬੋਝ ਨਾਲ ਦੱਬਿਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਹੈ ਜਾਂ ਕਿਰਾਏ ਦੇ ਮਕਾਨ ਤੇ ਰਹਿ ਰਿਹਾ ਹੈ ਯਿਸੂ ਮਸੀਹ ਦੇ ਨਾਮ ਤੇ ਅੱਜ ਰਾਤ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਜੀਵਨ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਬਰਕਤ ਆਉਣੀ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਹੋ ਜਾਵੇ ਔਰ ਗੰਦੀਆਂ ਲਾਟਾਂ ਦੇ ਜੀਵਨ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਇਸੇ ਵੇਲੇ ਯਿਸੂ ਮਸੀਹ ਦੇ ਨਾਮ ਤੇ ਨਿਕਲ ਜਾਵੇ ਦਾ ਮੇਸ਼ਾ ਔਰ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਪਵਿੱਤਰ ਆਤਮਾ ਲਗਾਤਾਰ ਖੁਦਾਵੰਦ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਵਧਾਵੇ ਔਰ ਇਹ ਗਲੀ ਮਹੱਲਾ ਇਹ ਪੂਰਾ ਨਗਰ ਯਿਸੂ ਮਸੀਹ ਦੇ ਨਾਮ ਤੇ ਤਰੱਕੀਆ ਕਰੇ ਵਿਦਾ ਮੇਸ਼ਾ ਧੰਨਵਾਦ ਕਰਦੇ ਆ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਨਾਮ ਨੂੰ ਮਹਿਮਾ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਪ੍ਰਾਰਥਨਾ ਖੁਦਾਵੰਦ ਯਿਸੂ ਮਸੀਹ ਦੇ ਨਾਮ ਮੰਗਦੇ ਆ ਆਮੇਨ
ਆਮੇਨ
ਆਏ ਯੋਰਦਾ ਤਾਲੀ ਦੇ ਆਦੇ ਥੈਂਕ ਯੂ ਪਾਸਟਰ ਫॉर ਸਪੈਂਡਿੰਗ ਯੋਰ ਟਾਈਮ ਗੋਡ ਬਲੇਸ ਯੂ ਐਂਡ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਸਮ ਆਫ ਦੀ ਪੀਪਲ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਹੇਅਰ ਵੈਰੀ ਰਿਸਪੈਕਟਡ ਪੀਪਲ ਮੈਂ ਚਾਹਾਂਗਾ ਕਿ ਆਈ ਵਾਂਟ ਯੂ ਟੂ ਪਲੀਜ਼ ਸੇ ਹੈਲੋ ਟੂ ਏਵਰੀਵਨ ਪਾਸਟਰ ਜੀ
ਹੈਲੋ
ਭਾਈ ਪਿੱਥੇ ਬੜੇ ਬੜੇ ਸਾਰਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਪਾਸਟਰ ਜੀ ਹਾਈ ਕਹਿ ਰਹੇ ਆ
Thank you for coming tonight. God bless you.
And we have a counselor here, counselor of this area.
Thank you for coming tonight. God bless you. Thank you. Hello. God bless you. Love you. Love you. Oh, hallelujah. Love you.
Thank you very much. God bless you, Pastor. Okay, I'll call you back.
Praise the Lord. God bless you all. I believe with all of my heart that as we conduct these meetings, if you will pray with us, if you will believe with us, if you're a believer, pray for this audience. If you have not accepted Christ, listen to the message. I pray that it gets through to you. I pray that the story about having someone come to your home, about the conversation about how would you feel if someone was destroying your house and eating all of your food and messing up your home. How long would you allow them to stay there and do that? That we understand the message of that and what sin is and how it separates us from God and the enmity that it creates and what it means that it makes us an enemy of His, and yet He loves us and He sent Jesus Christ to die on that cross. Understand the necessity of the blood. The life is in the blood. When Adam and Eve sinned, okay, when they ingested and they sinned, they tainted the blood of man. It was a spiritual and a physical reality of what took place when they introduced that, whatever fruit you want to call it, but when they introduced that into their bodies, it changed everything. It changed the very nature of man, physically and spiritually. It started us on that path of death. And subsequently, something had to be done to interrupt that blood cycle. Christ's shed blood is pure. And that the blood of Christ cleanses us from all unrighteousness. The book of Hebrews describes how it's a greater sacrifice because what had to happen, it's the same thing. And I really came to understand this when I went through the stem cell intervention and understanding stem cells and that level of illness. Because the new stem cell is born, but it takes on the image of the corrupted because that's what it sees. And so Christ had to get in between that and break that off, that bloodline. There was a bloodline that went from Adam all the way through, and it continues to go through. And the only way to interrupt that bloodline was for Jesus Christ to die on the cross and shed his blood to intercept the blood of Adam that was corrupted. So there would be a new stream, a newness of life. And in doing so, he changed. That's born again. Born of spirit, born of water. That's the born again experience. Baptism is an outward sign of an internal, but there's a significant component to the baptism, to the cleansing, to the removal of, to allowing and recognizing what has just happened in one's life. And yes, there is bloodline. We have bloodlines. We have two parents. They have two parents. They have two parents. There's bloodlines. And the only way to interrupt that bloodline is to interject new blood. Adam was a bloodline, the bloodline of sin. Christ came in and interjected into the center of that and cut that off, but we have to receive that. And no, we don't serve a God that demands human sacrifice. The God we serve told the people of Israel that they were to sacrifice animal blood. But animal blood can't change the course of human blood. Only Jesus Christ can do that. Only Jesus Christ. And he's done it. And it's done. And it's finished. Hope that helps some of you out there. God bless you. I'll be back, I guess, tomorrow. Bye.